is entering the conference. Salva, can you hear me now? Can you hear me speaking? Are we on the conference call together? I think I hear you.
Oh, Jan?
I do hear you.
Okay, Jan, I hear you as well.
Okay.
Now, so that means that the speaker
is on mute.
Button isn't working now.
Okay, I'll be right back. Bye.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Is entering the conference.
Child.
You want to go see if you hear what's going on here? Can you hear what's going on, Chavo?
Can?
Yes.
You have it on speaker?
I have it on speaker. Do you hear me?
And I can hear you clearly.
You hear me? You don't hear me, huh?
No, I hear you.
No, now you do, but did you hear me before?
I heard you clearly.
Oh, good. And all the people talking behind me?
Yes, and every one of them.
Okay, great.
So how did it get unmute? Who knows?
Someone hit feature one.
Some other time.
Yeah, some other time.
And it held.
And it held.
Oh,
I think I have a spare screen I can put on this phone at some other time.
Okay.
But it won't show you that it's muted, but it would be a lot helpful.
Okay, so maybe we don't have to drop IDT if this works.
Well, let's hope so. And you're going to push 7 or whatever?
Well, it should already be recording, but I'll re-enter that.
Okay.
I'll come back in there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you.
Has left the conference. Is entering the conference.
Mm-hmm. these are the same
when
from the last
when
week,
was
right?
It,
no, because the second
well,
last week didn't have someone, did it?
Yeah,
it did have a
note.
It drafted it up. You weren't here.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I looked for it. I didn't think I saw it. Okay.
So
I thought you said we're using the same one.
I thought you were using the same
one. Okay.
Therefore, that's the other kingdom. The other is a kingdom.
Do you have a telephone with you? A cell phone with
yes.
you? Okay. Could you keep it far from the recorder? Because we've been getting feedback from people's cell phones who are nearby. It goes, it kind of makes a
Dan, can you hear me?
Now, as my suggestion, because of the fact that,
yeah.
Have you given any comments?
No.
Well,
I said so. I came late to the last meeting,
and I said at
the last meeting there are too many details.
That one is gone. That
okay.
whole section is gone completely.
That's
you look now. Right now, there are three documents there: a reading list. Instructions to the sponsoring rabbi,
and the reading list must be here. The book for the reading list must be available to all of us.
Right now,
man.
I don't think we should have to pay the money for it. We're a volunteer now.
Young was 93.
If they would read all of those things and be tested on it, they wouldn't have to go to yeshiva.
No.
They would be Amidah Chachamim.
We're not talking about the final.
The original version.
Exactly. And
if you give them enough,
who in the world would say they could get that
Mike, if you give them enough, maybe they say, I don't want
to. Sorry for coming in late. Somebody else is so it's on the telephone.
We've been getting some.
You've got a lot of sheets more.
Ebay records.
Yeah, that's what.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, it's an opportunity. It fits into because the subject matter is after we've gone for the past few weeks, we've concentrated on the problems of Gior in relation to the sensitivity of the Geor and the Geor. So we covered practically all aspects of it. There might be a few others that always come up. But basically, we've really gone through quite thoroughly. So now I decided to deal with the problem we probably call in English, the problem of coercion in Jewish law and halacha, of kfiya. We have a deen of kfiya by Devdin. How is Devdin exercise that right or privilege? And we'll see how this works out. Now, some of this is based on a shir by Abzolzizal in his Sefer Mishnas Yavetz. There are several scorim called Mishnas Yavetz, but that's his Rosh Hashanah, Yankov Betzalel. So that's how he has Yavetz, Yankov Betzalel, the beginning.
And the Zadi?
What?
The
Zion of Zolti. No, that's part of that. Zolti
is a Zion.
Is a Zion.
Betzalel.
So that's how he reduced that. My own Rebbe Rav Mendel from Zalzanur is also Mishnas Yadi Yankov Ben Sion. That's for that.
Of course, and Yankov
Ben Sion. Yankov Ben Sion. So we have several left. So anyhow, and from there, hopefully, as we discuss this, another shiur will be about, which is very relevant is the question of kfiya v'get, which is a major thing which has been discussed and written about and so forth. When can we do it? How can we do it? Can we do it? Under what circumstances? And so forth and so on. So any takana like to say vagunas with mices or kfiya is always subject to very careful scrutiny. That's what you have. So let's start off here with the first inyan that has to do with the matter of Bezdin. And as you know, it says in Ksubis, in Teva of Amad Aleph, right down there, that's the sheet number one, where the Gemara is talking about collecting a chayv. There's a question of a chayv, if you have to collect it from the yesheimim, and there's a rule that if a man is nifter and he leaves all the property, so the creditor, the Baal Chayv, can collect it from the property, but not from the metaltele. Because the metaltele of the yashmei lo mishtabde, are not meshubit. So now, the question is here over here, what about the obligation of the Yisraimim? He doesn't talk about the age of Yisraimim. Doesn't mean a little infant or so forth. Yisraimim, those are the heirs of that thing. So what kind of obligation do they have in being gayer to pay their father's debt, which is the property has already a lien on it, has a shiva on it. So you know it brings here that Omalei of Kahana L'Rat Papa, this is a part that's pertaining to us, not going into what we've discussed before. It's a whole different situation here about paying chayvus. He says, the Zohar, the Abba Priyas Baal Chayv is a mitzvah, is Omalei O'Nitali the Ever Mitzvah. My, those are persons that it's the payment.
It's the mitzvah.
Yeah, I don't want the mitzvah. It's over. I don't want the mitzvah. Now, the question here is, and that's what's that's obvious, what do you mean you don't want to do the mitzvah? There's a lien on the property. But if you say that she Buddha is Lavda Raisa, there's a machlekas, the end of Baba Basra, and it goes through Shas, whether Sheba is the Raisa or not. But if you say she Buddha Lavda Raisa, there's no Sheba on anything, so what is there? A mitzvah. Right. It's all the song. I don't want to do the mitzvah. So, what's the response to that? Is Amalei Tanina. This, he says, we already learned this, and it's a Gemara also in Kulin, the same thing here about compelling somebody to perform a mitzvah. So, he says the following. Tanina, Madron, I'm doing the mitzvah, Laisa said. He said, by a mitzvah leisus, where what he's talking about, that if we get, if someone is over on Allah, on a mitzvah leisus, he gets malchus. And when does he get malchus? It goes through the formal standards of bed. It has to be hashroh, edus, then it will get malchus, let's say. Now, what about, that's on Allah. What about it to perform a mitzvah asay, which he illustrates here, of a mitzvah asay, the going to know I say sukkah the ena eisa, lulav the ena eisa. So the lesson is a little bit difficult here, because to make a sukkah, you can analyze is not an etzem is not a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? Sitting in the sukkah. You know, you can be eisa with. You don't have to have your own sukkah to be eisa the mitzvah sukkah. But that's a different area. I'm not going to. It's understood here. He does not want to perform the mitzvah of the kiyum of basukas teshu. So for refusal, or the same thing with matilas lulav, with lakastam lachem, and so forth. He says, what do we do? Makin oisei ad shetetei nasha. That's very strong.
Yes, that's strong.
But you know, until. So the guy doesn't say right to me. He says, I should take enough. Now take a look at Rashi when it says, Makin Oiso, when do you do that? Kedem Sha'ova Ala Esa, the Yez Biyodo Lakayim. And in other words, let's say it's past the time when he could be Makayim. Let's say he didn't do it on Sukkot, and it's after Sukkot. You can't do anything to him for that. Because it already passed the time. So there's a chilik between a mitzvah satay, there is a deen, what we have here, of kfiya. Now, it does not say specifically in the Gemara who does that. For Malchus HaBoyim, you have to have Bezdin. You may almost say the Malchus is talking about Bezdin delivers or institutes Malchus on the Oivir HaVeira, where they have a deal, they have the investigation of the case, they have the Edim, and then it's how it's administered. It's done. That's Malchus HaBoyim. But over here, Makan Reitzach, a faith in Nafsho, what about that? So there you have a major machlekes between the Kseis HaHeshen, the Impeisha Mishpat, and the Nesivus. And, you know, it's one of these classic machlekes in the Kseis and Nesivus are arguing back and forth. Of course, the Kseis says first his opinion, and most of the time the Nesivus is mashig on him. He has kashas on it. So let's take a look at the Kseis HaHeshen, and this is from Heshen Mishpat. Actually, it's there in Simon Bay's in Heshen Mishpat. That's where it is. And there are different editions, I just want to say, of the Kseis HaHeshen. It's luckily that with the machine that we have, they blew up the letters, because if you look in the Heshen Mishpat, it's not this big. You got to really look at it with a more magnifying glass, although there are separate editions of a Kseis,
yeah,
and writes one volume with big letters, and a separate edition of the Nesivus. But like this, it's good that was blown up for our for our being able to use it. So what does the Kseis say before he gets into this inyan of Tfiyah? Now, where he talks about Ein Bez and Pavim Mishleishas, so it brings down a Rambam, the Perik Bez Milva Sanhedrin, Mutali Echod, Lodun Minateo, that one person could be the Dayan. Could be actually what we're saying is the Bezdin. Could be the Dayan, Shinema, Betzedek, Tishpot, Amasecha. They're talking to one person.
Tishpot.
Yeah, Tishpot, you. Umidibe Seifrin, Soreshlesha. The Hukadash of Acher Shmuel, it's the Sugi in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Dvarate, Bechad Sagi. One Dayan is good. And if the question of qualifications comes to in a moment. Avol sugya the perik hafeilu perik hamegaris matzma v'afilu b'dine mamonis b'inen t'losha mumchim min ha-teva. That v'chatzila you have to have three mumchim, which means like mitzmochim that have the real t'michim min ha-teva. Ya'amisham gabi haidorat v'halvos, and that aspect of money, of admission of responsibility to pay a debt, or the argument about a loan. Da'anan shvuchusai v'kamoi ko'abdina. So the lesson is, how can we deal when we don't have smicha? So that famous statement in the Gemara, we do the shlichus of the previous davus in that particular aspect. Shluchusayu the kamoi of dinin. O mashma de luli zoish, without that aim be ordained a lot of dinin adors, the halvos. Mizeh avil kamas poskim raya, the afil of the dinin adors halvos, minateva, dinin gimel mumchim. You have to have three mumchim. The ayin, the ran, the chidush of choshvo l'raya, he considers that to be a raya, mehat sugi the perik ha-chevo, the ha-megarish, and megarish is in Gitin. We're talking there at the end of Gitin, that's why it's relevant, the end of Gitin where Rav Yosef was compelling people to give a get under certain circumstances. There, that's the whole sugi, so the end of perik ha-megarish. Anyhow, the shach,
I didn't understand the
yes.
Diuk. What's the Diuk that derives the three from?
Well, he wants to say that if you do this.
You're saying that derives the three. That's bringing the right that if.
Yeah, but he's saying the fact that we say Shvikusoi, the Kamoi, and it's a plural.
But
the Kamoi.
That means that even maybe an individual one can.
Yeah, but they're interpreting it that it has to be that.
Many individuals of one can do it.
Yeah,
maybe that's what he means to say with the Kamoi.
The is that it goes on all three. That's what he's saying. They have to get a pair. So he's saying that the Shach Efe Kasha, because it's Lohi Gishu Bezer, HaRajba, HaKesu Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah. Avalon Naomi Nayam the Dover Ukva Kosha Bekas and Mishnah. The Tamer who is the Sak Shalo, and my Itzak Lamema, Odors, Alvos, Shrikusai, the Kamuri Abdina. Why do you have to say that? That's what he's wondering about. So now, the Kseis says, the Nira Lee, the Fee Masha Mavu and the Jiva Tesis, the feel the name of the Minasei Bechad Sagi Lodun. One person could take care of the judgment of the psak, of the Masa Matan, of, you know, the Tayin and Nitan, whatever it is, whatever the subject matter of the case is. Avo al kaponi bedinei kfiya. What about in enforcing kfiya, coercion? Is vadai tzorich, but he's saying mumchin. You have to have mumchin. In other words, what he's, I'm just telling you beforehand that the seisa shita is on the din of kfiya, in anything, you have to have a bezin. You can't do kfiya without a bezin. Actual, and that's going to be the machlekes between him and the nesivus. The nesivus will oppose that. We'll see shortly how he mocks that you don't need a bezin for kfiya. So we'll see how they deal with the gemaras. Zelashayn teiz leisper kamas on heaven. Yuma masu liboy nami mumen tema. Dov hamashma v'mamat ha'hedges nidesiv. It says Elokim. Elokim means the idea of mumchin, mismochin. So the perak amigaris mamat lahu nidesiv lifneihem v'lo lifnei hedyetus. You can only be before those who are, are confident, who are mumchin. Yeshlem is a horse mimad milifneim mishum delifneim koi Elokim the horse mil begitin pirush Rashi the koi ayin zakenim. That's referring to bezin agodol that shivim biyechod over there. So when he says sholo ima lahar lahar, by the way, because the Taylor talked to Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzedek tishma b'masecha. In other words, you can judge, but when it comes to the but the ayin zakenim sholo ima lahar shehein sanhedrin, they are the sanhedrin. In other words, they're the only ones that are in the category of elokim. The nearer lead the begitin the inyan mili the kfir ayri the ahocha. That's why maisel or the abaya ashkechei or Rav Yosef. He's talking about the context of kfir of coercion. Rav Yosef was administering coercion to recalcitrant husbands. Doesn't say why under what case, but he said where they deserve to, that they must give a get. And the psak is that in that case they had to give a get. You know, there are certain things that are outlined where it's a mitzvah regavish, or it's an actual chiyuv where Bezin can enforce the decision. So that's what Rav Yosef was doing. So Abaya says to Rav Yosef, remember, they're Amaroyim. They're generations after the Deen of Smicha. We are on the category of Hedyatis. We don't have that Kayuch. Is Avor Elohim Lava Amile de Asiyamayri. That the Elohim is not talking about that you have to have Musmochim and so forth on the matters of coercion. Elo Bedin de Alma. Vahor, the Mashmale Mile de Asiyam, Milifneim, Shum de Dashim, and the Kamor Mashia Tosin Lifneim. Elo klei adayonim, the shayim behem sima. These are the klei adayonim, meaning the rod, the shavit. The klei adayonim are administering corporal coercion to the individual. That's what is going on.
And at that time, they still had smicha. They just were in kutbaris.
Well, it's a question whether they did have the smicha or not. Actually, there's no question whether Amaroyim had smicha. So it's like when the Gemara talks about Rav Chisda was in bubble and he was trying to administer Knossa, so the Gemara says Chisda, Chisda. There they say are you doing a Knoss? You're in bubble. You have to come to Eretz Yisrael. So even if they did have this meal, but it's still saying is in the category of the Yetzis comparing to the earlier times. So that's where they make the statement where we're doing the Shlichus of Hamoy. That's what we're allowed to do. The same thing the Shilas asked there in Pesach and in the Ravamas, how can we by Yelus have a bezin for Yelus? There's a Lashon of Nishpa. So there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, whether you need a full bezin of three or two. The Machlekes in the Ravamas brings it down. So the Psak is Nishpa. You have to have a bezin. So in Pesach it's a Kasha. But if you have to have a real mishpat, means the bezin with smicha, how can we do it?
non-sleeve. That's what we rely on. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay.
That's the same thing. So here he comes out. So mevur midivrayim and he got din yochel rias al pi yochid hedyus to a yochid hedyus avolok of vare beinim mumchim meshum dasher tosim resneim elu klei hadayonim koy al shivim's kainim. So what about the Maisa with Rav Yosef? He's there, he's an Ameva, he doesn't have a bed in a gog or anything. Mishum, he's saying, Behub of Yosef Rav Yosef, because Masi Agita, the Elo Shekaita Naisan Lahesi, those who are Nahuyev actually to give a get, and Ashke Abai, the Omele Hotanan, his name was Nehav Yosef, Haina the Ain Biodenu, Lock of Eisel Lakaim Hashem Mutu Olah. We don't have the power to do that. So what does Rav Yosef answer to that? The same. This is the answer. He said we're empowered to do that on the basis of the Shlichus of the Kamoi. What did he say? On the right, Rav Yosef, Anash Shlichus of the Kamoi Kolabdinin. Needed a Havi just like our daughter Alvos. Vayna Davor. According to the Mandoma, she Buddha loved the Raisa. Then came Ein Bay, El Mishum. So coming back to this Gemara and Ksubas, what do we have? Only a Priyas Baal Chayv is a mitzvah. There's no, if you say she Buddha loved the Raisa, it's a mitzvah. The father can contract it a debt. There's no Shiva on the property. So we the children, we don't have to do it. It's only a mitzvah to pay that. Mishum Priyas Baal Chayv mitzvah.
The Kaima Mitzvah Mutalova. The Apple God, the Anan, Lab, the Nekfi, and Ninu. How can we do that? The Anan had Yetis Anan. The Bias Vil, the Shibut, the Lab, the Raisa. Kamosha, because the taste is Eshperik on his Okan. I'm shown the Shapra, Ahadale, Rab Yosef, Rabbi. Needed the Havi, Ardor, Tavos. A few of them, Masha, because the Ramban, the Kedusha, so. But the Bath is Gamaman, the Omer, Shibut, the Lab, the Raisa, Yordan, and the Kosov. Time of the day, the feast of Bezin, was showing and walk of Esai before Mile the Kfir, Rekayan Mitzvasai. Ulahochi Nami, Yodin and Akosa, Nishum Kfir. Rain a Kfir the day, Rekayan Mitzvah, Balkocha. Now, then he says, Alkan, Kavan, the Aina Elam, Eterus Kfir, Duhan Akosim, Aina Mishubodim. What's the reason why they have to pay? It's not because he has a legal lien on the property. They're encumbered, what we say, by the malva, or, you know, in King Mukha, the Shrikhus, the Kamoi Kavdinen, the Zelushain Abach, the Seminal of the Meal, Kosu, Taisu, the Shom, the Mimil, the Shriya, Zafka, the Inn, and Shmukhin, Afila, the Shah, Kolan, is Fossi. Now, the faith continues, let's just show you where, the number. Turn to, let's see, boy, this was three. You got to find two. Oh, there it is. Look down on the bottom. Yamash Midadashin, I shall trust his name, Eloshrea Dayoni. I will deem the alma, the lav, merely the clear, lo the in and mumsin, the kishar, kol, and ishpatin. Ella, the masha kosov, the pasha, Ella, masha kosov, the pasha, askan lushayo. The easy, the tumim, thought about the tumim. Again, it's an Ibershit, the classic sefer on Kesha Mishpat. Similar, he see all of the Kosovs, his brothers, Enim. The he see, the Kesha, the Hinnik, he divi, Abab, Mavur, the Kesha, the Redeem, the Amma, the Boy, and Shmukin. Ella, the Masha Kosov, the Pasha, the Haina, Eva, the Sea, the Elohim. Well, the Mangoma ain't here, the Pasha, the Sea, the Boy, and Shmukin, the Beador, the Albor. I will be merely the fear, the old and the inner smoking, the koya shatosin ashima king. At washing our bath shom, shall all the digger's go. Shom, the meal, the fear of shashi. The lisneim koya ashima's king, shall all him over hard, the cause of a safe misporting, the omesha omar, ain't still the cloud, the whole ain't in the inner smoking. The ad kamashan, ain't of the way ito ashili, the Kosovo cases, they nearly exceeded redeeming the Almahu. The Rashi appeals to Rashi. Only according to Rashi, it goes on achieving the Canaan. Rename of his name, Koya, Lakim, the Hocha, to Moshe Kosov, Tate, Lekha, Hilig, Bay, Mila, the Kfir, Ladin, the Alma. Vika, Hilig, Rakha, Phil, Shash, the Koya, Ayan's Canaan. But basically, what the Tate is saying is that for Kfir, you have to have a Bezin. You can't do it without a Bezin. That's all. Whether it's about
the. Even have Yosef.
Yes, no matter what it is. You have to have a Bezin. We can't enforce anything without the Bezin being actively involved. They have to give that order and have to be done with a Bezin. So the Nesivos disagree. I have it underlined right there. It's quite the kitzur. Right where it says Mishpat, well, that's the Nesivos. Right there on four, right above that last part of the space.
Tamula,
though, the Indian, Tayan, Tainas, Ganas, Binin, Bezin, Dafka, Yama, Shekosov, the Shibuda, Labda, Isa, the Bezin, Kaifan, Boy, Bezin, Dafka, Likvesha, that Yetas, Labda, Neas, Isui, Nino, that's what the Static Sasis Swara, and that's the way he understands that if he had a Paschal the Shaila, that's the way he passes. Nearly, Lafia, Near Daiti, the lesser. I disagree. That's what Sivas does. You know, throughout Kesha Mishpat, the Sivas and the Kesha are arguing back and forth. He's saying, the lesser, why? The Kaven, the Rami, the Dummy, rather. Rasei Sukkah, the Eina Esa. The Kaven, Esa, the Kaim, and Mitzvah. So he says, who says that? So in the Gemara in Ksubas, when it says, Machan Esa, I should say, doesn't say who does it. Doesn't say. So, the whole other mitzvah lahaflish chaveru me'izer afil amisha ena b'klal bezem. Anybody. It's like lahavdol, there's such a thing, I'm just using it as an analogy, I know in New York State there's such a thing as a citizen's arrest.
Has left the conference.
A citizen's arrest. In other words, like this, who are in charge of law enforcement in any country? The police, the authorities, and so forth. But suppose there's a citizen that sees someone committed a crime, and he goes involved. I don't want to say he's like a vigilante, but he says you're breaking the law, you're under arrest. That's called a concept of citizen's arrest, and somehow he holds on to him and stops him from doing something. So here, Lahavdo is the same thing. He sees somebody is not being performed a mitzvah. He takes hold and physically can coerce him. He doesn't need a bezin. That goes into a general.
When we're talking about a head of one person, we're getting into a problem. First of all, it goes against Hokeach is Ami Sefer.
Well, we're going to get into that. The whole question, that's what the Sase is going to come back with.
Uh-huh.
He's saying, he's going to say, we'll see shortly, in the Mesheva Mesivas, which is a response of the Sase. It's like a separate kuntras on all of the kashas of the Sivas Anna. He's going to come back with him. He says, you're mixing up two things, Pechocha and the and Kriya. It's two different things.
Yeah,
but right now, the Sivas is saying that for Kriya, one person can do it. Anybody can do it.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, and he wants to bring a raya, and we're going to discuss that too, from this Gemara and Bava Kama, which I've dealt with. He's saying here, by the sukkah and so forth.
That's totally right. I never understood.
What?
I never got the terrace of, you know, if you hold it mitzvah rabbanon, the shibud, then how do you bring the raya from sukkah, the sukkah mitzvah raisa? So, I mean, I never...
Well, but he's talking about that, that the pay the chayv is a mitzvah.
Right.
No one challenges that it's a mitzvah to pay off.
Right.
That you have a chiyuv.
The question is,
so that's a deraita. But the shibud on the property is not the deraita. That's what he's going. Otherwise, if there's a shibud on the property, there's no challenge. That's why the sage even brings in the Ramban, who says even the shibud allowed the deraita, but there's the yerling and the chosuf.
But the mitzvah,
they have the power of Bezin to do that. That's all. But is putting that aside. So that's what the Nesiv is signing over here. You don't need a bezin for this. Makin Isai. Make him do the mitzvah. That's what he's saying. He's going to just finish up the Nesiv. He says, Rabez and Kaven bought Dafka with Christ. So he says, this is not correct. Kaven the Domad, I say, Sukkah ben Yisrael, the Kaven Isai Kahan Mitzvah. But other mitzvah, the Hatrish, Fadeo, and the Isa. A few of Misha ain't a beklal bezin. He's not a bezin. Kidabucha, what's the raya? Which seems to be a very strong raya on the face there. And the Baba Kama, Das Hafes, Gabi Nirsa, Shekola Yom. Let's say you have an Eved Ivri, after his term of 7 years, a Hafti, a Tisti, a Zazeni, and he's living with the Shifcha, which he's allowed to do, a Pitayo. Some Jew cannot live with a Shifcha Knaimis. That's a Isur. Isur the Isur. And so forth. Some say it's the Isur of Losia Kadesha. The Pargum says that. The whole Asik. So, at the end of when it comes Yovel, and he goes out, the brother Leilun, he refuses to leave. I'm going to stay. So the Balabas says, get out. I'm not going to leave feed you or do anything else. And he wants to stay. But if he'll stay, he doesn't have the heter of living with a shifter. Like this, when he lives with her and he has children, they belong to the Balabas. That's the whole thing. He wants to. So it says that the Balabas can strike him, can chayvel go. And if he did a chabalah in him, he's pucker.
Wow.
He's pucker. Why? Because he's being mafresh him from an ether. That's the whole thing. This is the case.
Obviously,
yeah. So we see that's the Nesivus Raya. The Baal HaBav didn't call in Benzin. He says, get out, get off, go.
This is a big difference between an Eved and a Stam person. I mean,
yeah, but the Eved Eved Benayi.
He still has some shibudim to the boss, to the master.
Yeah, but now the master, all those shibudim are gone. And the master says to him, I'm preventing you from the Easter. You've got to get out. And he says, it doesn't say he called Bezdin, he called the police. Look at the rest of it. To call him, the author, Rabba La Kaysa Gadei La Fisha Mi Easter Shitzka. The Eden, the Digmar Din Gimel, the Haina Lema, Lame Zaki, that's a different shayla. Whether you have to have by the Gmar Din, you have to have a Bezin, as long as Tila Din was a Bezin. That's a separate shayla. So this is the Taina of the Nesivus against the Ksei. Ksei says, for Kfiya you have to have a Bezin. The Nesivus says, you don't have to have a Bezin. Anybody can do it. So comes the Ksei and the Mesheva Nesivus, and he responds. Where are we now? Number five. Number five. This is from the Nesheva Nesivus. Otherwise, on the back of the patient mishpat, the addition, they have them, and not everyone has that, but they have it. So, look all the way over on the left, just to make it as manageable as possible, where it says, he quotes first the Nesiva. He's responding. Remember, Nesiva said, Gamma Shekos is Yishu Buddha Rab Dereisa, Rab Dezen Kaifa, Boy Dezen, Dapka. That's a quote of the Nesivus, we just said it. Even the Domila, they took him, they know he's the same way for time and Israel. Call other Mitsuva the Hatrish, the Verm Isa, Phil Mishain of the Cloud, Dev Kita, Muru the Baba Kama, Hoskes, Gabi Nisa, Shakola Yama, the Yoko Rabba, like Kaysa, Gerei, Hatrish, and Isa Tifa. The Zeru Hasagosha. That's his kasha. In other words, that's his criticism. The face is talking to the receivers. This is the criticism. He says, I'll grow the seed caught now. With Mihani, he says, I wonder. And you hit it, Rabbi. Hey, so you got the chilik. Right immediately, because he kabanos lohoshi, hoshi, alzorenu. To whom it's sasig ba'soga al divri tesis, he divana shama pi divri tesis, the green, shekosu, the mile, the isui. That means kfiya yalpin and asher prasad esnei lo snehav yetis. So the diva amachaber and Cain had yet the alma yohel loker by gita the mokum shik. So if he's saying, in other words, but the way the nesivas he understands the nesivas is saying that any time kfiya is in order. Like in the case now, he says, what about him beaten? One person could go. He can among the ref and the bailer, you know. He can beat him up in order to tell him to give the get. Without a bezin, he wants to say that. Or he the zev vade potel. That's a psul that I say, im hed yed maase agita. Rabba gav the mitzula rita. Although in that case, a bezin might have said, absolutely, he's mechuya to give a get under the circumstances. Nevertheless, I feel a hovel, his name, although his name gave it. Otherwise, why does the Gemara have to say Shrikus of the Kamori? We're allowed to do it. Why not? So that's a good response. A response to Kiddi's Perik, the way he says over there in Perikhes Elodanan Shukusai the Kamori of Dinan the Tor of Bezin of the head you low the Ayin Beishmul Simchus Lamedalas that's an Ebenezer that. Simon and Ebenezer talks about Kaysen, about Get, about fear, the problem of fear. You Gimel, the Easter, I get the so a Bezos Oshlation, the Abraham Chad Gomer, the Oshu Chusai, the Kamoy Abde. Then there's a connection. Avo Hedges, the Alma, Shane of Bezos, the Mas, I get the Puzzle, I guess, the Reiser. The He, Aces Ish. In other words, if someone hires, which has happened, someone hires a hooligan, he hires a hitman, and he goes in, and he's going to, threatens the man, or so forth, and the man gives a get on, because that fellow is threatening him, it's not going to be a get. There's no bezin, there's nothing, that's all. That gets into a very sticky area, and this has been done. That's why I mentioned that. I mentioned recently somebody, I don't know whether it was in this group or someone else, that years ago, FBI agents came into the office of the Bezin of America, of RCA. The agent came in with photographs of certain people. They asked them whether they recognized. They didn't recognize them. He said, what's their problem? He said, these people go around and beat up people they've been identified, and whether you're involved with them or not. And not only that, they go across state line, they go here, they go there, they do all sorts of things, intimidation. So we didn't know anything about it before I became, goes back many years. I think when Rabbi Klavan's the famous brother, who was still the maniacal of the RCA. But this goes on in other communities. Still goes on today. I once asked somebody, a mashgiach, a Russian Jewish fellow, who was working in Aurora, and happened to be talking about this, and was sitting there in the room where the shachtim were, and he said to me in Yiddish, "What's our problem? What kind of problem you have?" So I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "This same problem, mislooked them. We beat them up." And that's it. Simple answer. But he can't do that. That's what he's telling us here. But that's unfortunate. Maybe that man deserves to be beaten up. But I can't do that. You can't do it. So that's the difference between what the Kseh says over here. There was a case here in Chicago.
That our building is the place that our office building.
A case took place in Skokie somewhere, where they hired a guy with a cattle prod. Wow. They hired a guy with a cattle prod to make the man give a guess, and there was it's a whole story. I don't want to get into that. And some so-called legitimate people were involved. Later on, became a police, and they arrested. They arrested the law that was involved in that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that
and
was so
remember
bad.
That case? Very yeah. Well. That was a big case. Over
burned
there.
Up his eyebrows, didn't you? Tell
I don't know what they did. He had a cattle prod. And when they asked, when they told the story of Aaron Soloveitchik, his response immediately, I think he was at a bar mitzvah or something, so says, I guess Ma'usa. It's a forced guess and it's puffing.
Barbarous.
Yeah, that's all. Whatever it is,
what he was thinking, what he possibly could.
I remember who the people were Well, that would be the Shiloh. If it's a guest apostle, if it's not good, it's a Shashman Davis.
Yeah,
that's
the one.
That's all it's doing. That's the point. All right, I don't want to get off the track here. So what we have is this machlekes of Rikseis and Asivas, whether you have to have a bezin or not on Shvia. Rikseis says yes, and Asivas says no. They want to bring a life on that Gemara and Mother Kama. Now, it's interesting that Avzolti cites a Chedushi Haran in Chul on that daf, which is referred to in Ksubis, the same Lashon Nedro Manu in the Mitzvah Leishasa. Avo Mitzvah Sasei is Makin Leishasa to take in Asho. So there's a Chedushi Haran, and the Lashon of Chedushi Haran seems to be not like the Ksais. Here's the language. He has the quote. So he tries to, where's the Chedushi Haran? You have the same Gemara. And the Gemara says, you don't have it there on the papers, but the Chedushi Haran says the following. When it says, the mitzvahs are saying, makin reisa to teichin ashe. Nearly, this is the Chiddush of the Haran, how he learns the Gemara. The mitzvahs loses to the assay, lav dafka. Lav dafka. In other words, if you stop right then and there, he's saying that even by mitzvahs leishas of makin leishas to teisei nafsha. And he illustrates this. Here's how he illustrates it. Elohavi kama. The mad one among the makin leishas are boyim v'sulo. The mitzvahs leishas. So what does that mean? Rasalayim is shemakin leishas v'aim alo lo sasa od ma'asho atisa. Even if it's after the mice already, but you get malchus because you are on the lava of the haisa. And you should remember, you're getting malchus now for what you did before. If you do it again, you're going to get it again. That's malchus aboyim. That has a cheshmet. Avol, im hoya bepesach. Now, use this example. Loya eichol chometz, malkinale. You give a malchus. The lorotza lama melechol chometz. Apa gab the mitzvahs leishasur, machina leisu, achiyena reitzani. In other words, he was over once, so if I don't get malchus, but now we see he has intent, he likes he's going to have that bulky on the table or wherever it is, he's about to do it. So we stop him, he's saying, and look what he says. The apa gab the mitzvahs leishasur, who? Machina leisu, achiyena reitzani, o achiteise nafshay. So the Ram gives a completely different picture of this. So Mefuish the Gamba Raisa Lava Lasasa Makanaisa Achatesa Nashikadeva Frishoimi Ether. That you have to do that. And he's saying, and he brings it from the Kiva Eger that has the same kind of too. However, he quotes interestingly a Ramban, where of all places, the Ramban's Kalish on Shira Shirin. The Ramban and Shira Shirin says that wants to explain, you know, that it's a riot of what the Ksais is saying in making a chilik between the mitzvah sasei and the mitzvah leishasei. So he's saying, yeah, the mitzvah sasei chomer meleishasei. V'makin leishasei ashetesi nafshil nema ba'asei v'lo b'leishasei. He disagrees with the Ran, although the Ran came after him. So you have again this difference of opinion whether the makim eisa ashetese nafsho is only shayev by a mitzvah asay, it's also shayev by mitzvah leishas. As you see, his intent is going to be over on that. So we're just leaving that as a aura that is brought on the ksais. What I want to do now is what I ran off, and I wrote this up years ago and published it. From the first Hebrew I had, from the Divrei Regesh, if you look, here I dealt with this Gemara and Baba Kama.
I think the Osher Poskim and Simon Aleph discusses also the Philip when Basin or Makinoso post facto, or it's before, it's not post facto, then it's not the Seite Nafsho.
Well, that's basically the whole thing, because if he already was Ezer, if he went in with Ezer on the Esther, what is there to do? I mean that's the whole thing. So here, if you'll take a look and try to reduce it, because what I'm dealing with is that Gemara and Bava Kama. And it says there, if you see on number 8, page 8.
7. Bava Kama 7.
Yes, Bava Kama, The Chof Ches Omer Aleph. That's eight.
Look at more. Yeah, but we're going to eight.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Right. Oh, oh.
That's what we're
looking at. Oh, there's
a brother comment. Yeah, that's what it is. So the basic text which the Nesivim quoted and which the case responded to was Menayim Lanir Tishakolo, the Rabba Masalbo, Begzim Lotres, the Chobob, the Osobo Chaburashu Potter. The Nachem by Yitzhak Lamer, the Eved Shemotel of Rabba Shifra Knightis, Adra Idna Hateva, the Hashta Isur. So Rashi says on that, Isur, the Rashoi Lakoso, or the Hafrisha. So he says he can separate him, he can beat him. And he can separate him, the high din of Lavla Nafshehu. In other words, it's because this Gemara is inserted in the Sugya, which is also born in the Chesu Mishpat, where the Ovid in his din of Nafshehu, where the person can take the law into his own hands. He sees that the people are coming on his property, where he could stand there with a stick and drive them out, or things like that. The Gemara is a machlekes back and forth. So here we see that the person that this that the balabas can do a maisa of din, but it's really not for himself, because it's lav l'nafshe. It's trying to stop the other person from doing an isur. So it comes out near medivah gemara that Rashi lahafish other meisa mutal al kaisa. So I bring here the sefer Eitzah Melech al Rambam that's written by the famous Gaon, who became a Hasidic Rebbe, with Tzadok HaKain of Lublin, who has motors as a phenomenal Gaon, the way it was described of his knowledge in Kol HaTorah Kula. He was a literature Gaon. And later on, he became a Talmud of the Izbitzer Rebbe. And the Izbitzer Rebbe separated himself from Kutsk. There was a famous Machlekes, where most of the Chassidim went with the Izbitzer, and the Kutzker went into total isolation. It's like a story, tragic story about that. So anyhow, but he was a Gaon Olam. He has a Sefer on the Rambam amongst many Sforim. So what does he say? Then Tzadok came with Lim Tegzah, or Chesed will say it. Evi Diber Gamor El Listo Chakiroso Imalchi Achayte Velo Chazabo Gama Yedei Hachlama. You're allowed to give Musar. To criticize, to rebuke a chayte, and even to shame him, if you have to, if it's part of the teichora. So Rebbe Hashem Barambam, in Rishoy Kol Adam Achir LaHakaisei, I allowed to strike him. Yeah, anybody to strike him. I see Azubo. Mikol Machir Abayin Tzori Zatal Dora Vayazu Shem the Teva Zedi Gemara Raka Libra Rav Yehuda the Selva the Lo Ovid Dina Manashay the Mokum the Lekab Seder. The Hulk of the Tarot, the Asian Zer, came in the Machlekes of Yud and Rav Nachman, Hevi Rai, Mibai Tzu, Shal Nirsa, the Order, the Inish, Dina, and Nafshe, a few of the Mokim, the Lekab Seder. The Kavish on the Pashkinik of Rav Nachman, the Order, the Inish, Dina, and Nafshe, Mokim, Lekab Seder, Nitra Teres, Gam came up here, Maskona. They call Mokim, and Diva Rambam, and Gimel, on a base, it was a Lord in Yiram, a Fush, the who gave us a Teres, Gam up here, Maskona. What is the Rambam right there? Nirsa Shemotul Arab Shifras Ninus, the Gia Yevel, the Hoya Rabba Messar Bolosses, he would want him to go out, the Enerite to Losses, the Chorobo, Potashai Nasa Vishifra, the Ayan, the Mishnah of the Melosham, Shomakwa, Horosa Isomela, and so forth, Yom Batumi. However, what do we see? That from the Chiyas Telchocha, that's in my next paragraph, Sheshal Kol Adam Lagabi Acheta Yesh Veshus LaHakeser Today LaFrisha MiAveira Avo Gav Diyotzi Yedei Chavotzi Lagabi Nitzes Tachora Ad Hakor. Because there's an old Gemara in Sugya in Eruchin. Ad how long? Up to what point is there Tachora? When do you have to stop? So the Gemara uses the Lashon Ad Hakor. So the Poshet of Pshat of Ad Hakor means until the one is being rebuked, which is about to hit you. Then you go away. So here is a different approach. We'll see how another almost contemporary learns pshat, that he's learning pshat now is the mitzvah tafara goes up to Havras Olema. Actually, there's original pshat of most unfortunate is that the chayta wants to respond. I'm not going to take your criticism. I'm going to hit you. כמבור ברמה פרק בו מהול וזהיר, תאים לדוקדוקן תיבי רשי בו בכמה נבנל, ושואי להכסר, לא שיש חייב לחבלו, אל רשוש, he's allowed, אם הוא רצה, ואין הם את חייב לדיני חבור. So now, what I do is, going further, on the next, number nine, number nine, he's saying, I have a hatsoga, on the, he was a famous rabbi, and he became later in America, the Moshe Rosenthal, who I mentioned time to time, was a big Baal HaRoh. He was a Chazanish's Rav in Litha, in the town of Chvaidan, that's the name of the shtetl, the Chazanish, when he was learning as a posh, you know, completely learning in the Beis Medrash over there, and was a citizen of the town, so he was the Rav. There. In fact, when my late brother-in-law visited the Chazanish in 1935 in Bnei Brak, and he brought regards from the Moshe Rosen, who had settled in Brooklyn. So the Chazanish said in his literature sprach, he said, the Chvaidana Rav Ken Sas. You know, he had the literature Ken Sas. He knows Sas. Anyhow, so he wrote many scoring on Koshi. There's a whole state of Nazar. And he has a lot of Shilas and Shulas. In fact, in the latter part of his life, he wrote Shilas and Shulas, Nazar HaKadosh. But on the Sechta Tommy, he has a blot safer, you know, Kedushim on Koshin. That's in the Sechta Tommy. What do you have? I'm going to reduce this to, we're coming to the theme of the time. You have in the Sechta Tommy, the Mishnah, we're talking about the Shmiras HaMikdash. Who has Shmiras HaMikdash? You have the Kainim and the Levim. And there it outlines the Chobdal and the Kainim. So it's like a very dramatic scene. I always looked at it very dramatically. At night, when you have Shmiras HaMikdash Balayla, you're supposed to be sentries. The Levim have to be awake. So there used to be one that they called him the Ish HaRabayis, who went like the commander. They went around inspecting to see if they were alert. So if he found somebody asleep at his post, he struck him. Not only tore his begotten. So how do you have a right to do that? Because he's giving him, that's like the act of Terchocha for the Deen of Shmiras HaMikdash. He's under the Chiyuv, the Levim of Shmiras HaMikdash. So on that sugya, so Moshe Rosen, I have there, and look in the fourth line here, number nine. The Pirush B'Eichon Chodesh, Dibre HaGemara, the Erechim Dabtez Ayin Lebeit, Adako, Lo Kapirush Rashi, Ashi Yichzav Zer V'Yakir Samachir, Al Yes Din Tochot, Al Yichiv Gam La Kaisei, Dako Lekai Nisir Bekwala Nisir Zer Tochot. For the Pidibi Rashi V'Arambam, there are Lo Nirakein Kamoshe V'Yanu. For Ayotu Benuya Al Smichas Abraitu Shel Rebbe. Now, how did he get involved into this whole thing? Because in Tony, they bring what Rebbe said there. Ezehi Derech Yeshor. It's very similar to Pirkei Avos. It's not the same. Sheyovelo Odom Ohev Esatei Chochos. You don't have that in Pirkei Avos.
No.
Ohev Esatei Chochos. Ledin Shel Ish HaRabayis. That's what Moshe Rosen's comparison. Ish HaRabayis. Shechovat HaLevim Shel Oshomu Keroi. The show Mazus Michas Hocha, what's the Shaitas? The cost of the Deen Zesh Al Chesta, the Maklo, who begetter Teichocha. He calls the act of striking is not Etzem Adin and Kfir, it's an all part of Teichocha that you're permitted to strike the person whom you're criticizing for not observing the mitzvah. That's a big Kiddush. Getter Teichocha, the clown mitzvah, Teichocha. Well, if he and he is Daiti, that's me. Here, the forest of Smichos. Al pi pashtus loshon hamishnah v'inyan ish harabayis she'echevet hayishenim v'ein ayni ma kol ba'azor kol ben levi leka. Because of Rashi, they said v'shus v'shvil kach u'tzeig v'nishma kail. But to learn that the who kail, he complains on masha hukah. In other words, who's complaining? The one that's been struck. He's the one that complains. Shelo shoma kavoi. V'lo kibol zebi ava v'shtiki. It'll be Mekayim what Rebbe said. If you're being criticized and punished, be humble about it. Now there, boss, neither the price of the Rebbe, hope it's at the horse, they ain't saying no less. Can you then attain the terrorist canyon, Parshas Kedeshim, וגם בערכם דף תזיין המדעית ולגמור אם יש סוג יבין דומר בערכם בן יובי מעידן ילעי שמיים ואורס שיש לו מדעו זה הי פעמים לוקה עקיבה על יודי לפני רבן גמליל שייסה קלו אולו I had certain complaints on him and I gave him some kocho the kosh can shahesit li ava so So that's the holdest of the chokas. L'chaim ha'shenem el-cheyev l'chokam li'adecha. So I wrote further that he mixed together din makan reisa shetetei napshei, which we're discussing, the sug mitzvah sarchokha. That was your halacha. There it is. Yes, I'm with
you.
That's right. The ksei said it. They said you mix together sug. Yes, with those delegandro din shel makan reisa shetetei napshei ha'vechiyev al-bezdin. So Rashi is talking about the context of Bezdin. If he talks about the context of Bezdin by the Leishasa, it stands to reason, Pashtas, by Mitzvah Saseh, it's also the same thing. That there Rashi is a Bezdin, came the Dean Mach and Leishasa, Faith and Nasha, Mitzvah Saseh, Gamkena is a Bezdin. Or the Dean Tachor is El Kolodim. That's an individual. Every Jew has a chiyuv. That's where you can bring in the idea of avos. We don't want another Jew to do an aveva. And there's a mitzvah of pechocha. Time of ad hakor have a chiyuv. The oz v'hol of a shus of fila lahakis achet according to Rashi. The only point I just refer to. That means later on it's an option. That's what he wants to say. Roshoi, not that he's mechuyuv. So. But we should back off, or the other one is gonna strike him back. That's the point.
Yeah, well, what about the Hafti Yisrael? He has the right to say, I want to stay.
That's only after the 7 years.
Yeah.
They say still Yevil.
Yeah.
But after Yevil, he can't say that.
No, they can't. Okay.
They can't say that.
But the Mashiach, the law of
the Yeah, that's right. Ad Hakor. That's the way it comes out.
Or,
the only point that I
shot you're using in
that. Yeah, that's right.
Ad Hakor, so he's ready.
That's what the Moshe Rosen latches on. He wants to say that the other fellow will come back. Now, I just referred to a Hamek Shela from the Nitziv in the Shieltas and Pasha by Yesov, that according to the Shieltas, the Bishura, Rashoi Lahafish Achaita Me'aveva Ayadei Hakor, when?
Rak
Ayadei Shnei Aiding. In other words, there are two aiding witnesses. What he's doing wrong,
mm-hmm.
or so forth. So then an individual, in other words, knows that it's a fact. It's an absolute, because I'll be signed eight and Yochum Dover. Then he can go in and give himself off even bodily corporal punishment. That's the meaning of the fear. So again,
it's very disturbing.
It was a disturbing. In our society, we cannot do that. We cannot do that as much. Many times I've said to people, I've come across some of these nasty husbands or whoever it is, I'd like to take them by the scruff of the neck, but I can't talk.
Right.
I have to restrain myself even in certain aspects of anger. You have to treat them with kid gloves because I'm concerned that I don't turn him off. Maybe there's a chance that he will give the wife again.
Right.
If you act nice to him, civilized, he might come around. That's the whole.
And it's happening.
The whole balance that has happened.
Yeah.
Next week it will continue. We'll continue there. We'll talk about Tria Baguette, in which there's a new literature, a modern literature, flowing written just on the topic of Tria Baguette. And everything else, whether you can apply it, there's so many in yawning. Kfir could be putting somebody in jail. Is that kfir? Does someone to say that it's not? And all putting somebody in chalem, there's all methodology going back to the time of the Vashemi. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what we've done in this case, in the contempt of court. The judge signs, and this will conclude. We'll conclude with this. The judge signs the divorce decree, and he says that it's understood that within 30 days,
so the man will deliver a get, and they even write in an Orthodox bed din. After that, it's understood if he doesn't do it, he intends a court. So we've had cases over here in this room where a man comes in, and the first question we ask him to say a get, are you willing to get of your own free will without conversion and so forth? So this man says, no, I'm not. I'm here only because the judge forced me, is him telling me to do that. So I said to him at that time, I said, there's the door. You may leave. But you have to know that if you, and you can escape the jurisdiction of this judge. He's only a state. He's only in the state of Illinois. If you went, a few miles to Indiana, he can't touch you. He cannot. It's not a federal case. It's not a federal law that he's being bent up. It's only in rare cases what they call, in legal terms, comity. Comity means where one jurisdiction respects the decision of another and they cooperate. But even that could be argued what it is. So I said, you can go to Indiana and stay there. I'm not forcing you to do anything. So 2 weeks later, he comes back and he says, I want to give the get.
He doesn't want to live in Indiana.
He had the choice.
Yep, living in Indiana.
But he had the choice. I didn't force him to do anything.
I mean, there's a drone, you know. They pack on extra years.
Yeah, that's right. You know what they do in there? I said that to Baxi Dohon. When I visited the Benson in 95, I went to El Chisho for a week to visit the Bati Dean.
Right.
I had an interview with me with Baxi Dohon. So first thing, he's very confrontational. He says, what's this get law in New York State? So I said, wait a minute. He says, I asked him a shiloh. You know, like a good love, I said, what do you do? And I answered the question, so isn't that fear? He said, that's not, because understood, she's still your wife, you've got to support her, feed her. So in New York State, the get law says that even after the judge has divided up the assets, if there's a barrier to marriage, he reviews it, and he takes bigger amounts of money away from the man and puts it on the woman, or he has to feed her and support and everything else. They're not telling him to give a get. You want to keep your wife? So pay for it.
Right.
So that's the same. So after that, he calmed down. That's the way I explained it to him.
The Aguda lawyer came to the RCA convention and explained about the barriers, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Which he said he disagreed with some of the people in the Aguda who disagreed with him.
Yeah.
But he thinks that's because they don't understand
Marvin
the law.
Marvin Jacob. He says, I'm a card-carrying Aguda member.
Right.
That's
right.
How he started off. He's a well-known lawyer.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a card member, and he brought that to lady judge, too.
Right, a judge.
She said that no the judge will compel a man to give a get. That's what she said.
Right.
No judge will?
No judge, said in New York State that
the judge was from,
I'm not going to say you have to give a get.
Jake Rubenstein's
Can a wife beat the husband to make him give a get?
One of the reasons for forcing a man to give a get is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, "Amakeh Atishto." If he beats his wife, Bezin has to take hold of him and compel him to give a get.
Yeah. And what is the definition of beat? How many times is it? That's also.
Depends what you
get
all the different things going back to the shame. You look at the base Yosef and Kufman and Dalit, it's only a whole drop of base Yosef. It's not even the theme of the tour where it discusses all the Puskin that deal with getting rid of it. Okay. Goodbye.
Has left the conference.